Mastery of Self by Frank Channing Haddock. What this book teaches. This book brings to a close that portion of Mastery of Self which deals with the art of success magnetism. Acquiring magnetism is a constructive effort. It is a building process. You are rearing a structure. You rise from the foundation through successive stories to the accumulating peak. The most pleasing, notable structures men build from granite and steel and wood. A tower like a Woolworth building or a Reims cathedral. Higher and higher until they finally reach a gold-tipped crown or spire, high in the sunlit sky. And so, in rearing your invisible shrine of personal success magnetism, we now come to the topmost peak of the structure. This book gives you the crowning aspirations, tipped and topped with the final golden laws of magnetism in all applied life. Master these lessons in the magnetism of success, and you will go forth upon the highways and byways of life, endowed with a kingly confidence in your ability to win a measure of success achieved by few. But remember, should discouragement seek to dog your steps, every great structure requires the process of time. The giant trees of California were once only puny saplings. The low lapse of time has drawn nature into their mighty hearts. Just as surely as the absorption of natural forces built the giant redwoods, just as surely you can draw upon our nature for giant powers. The fire. In ancient myth, Prometheus flinched fire from the altars of the gods to warm the world, incurring Jove's dread wrath and endless torment. Lo, mind inflamed by the vision, a victim and the torturing bird, of black vindictiveness and suffering will. Writhed forever, yet for eye supreme, heroizes the deed and soul, and wreaks on canvas in drama high its passionate admiration. Now too, in palace and hut confronted, in battleship and iron steed defying space, in flaring furnace of the smelted ore, in haunts of coal and steam blow the whirling wheels, life laughs and sings and thunders, and a ratio merging all the powers of harmony and hails the highborn thief as giver of ethereal fire. The atomic thrill waits also the clear call to lift dull bodies till the joy of flesh becomes a common luxury, to vibrate rhythmically swift through all the responsive cells of thought, till a man might solemnly hold all things are possible on the bursting earth, to energize the mystic self with consciousness of life dyphic, till the whole world jubilant should flame with its glory, actual, concrete, the one sure truth of a rock-girt globe or a sun-filled space. The 27th lesson, the four pyramids. This equation's writ in every scene. The end shall fit as extremes to mean whatever's forerunner to it. Principle, the best use of self demands that be understood. The etheric life demands A, the vibrations native to the body and health, physical magnetism, B, the vibrations induced by the active mind, C, the vibrations intensified by controlled emotional states, D, the regulative vibrations of psychic righteousness or honour, psychic magnetism. In this scheme, nothing is inferior, but all elements are appointed to be subordinate to the last. These vibrations should run through the whole etheric activity, a binding thread of force. We are now to study the four pyramids of etheric life. The purpose is fourfold. If you'll put yourself into this lesson as you have, presumably put yourself into the preceding 26 lessons, you'll discover, firstly, magnetic concentration. Secondly, the relation of the divisions of self to the whole self.